Welcome to our prominent realtors and investors from across the country. Today is Thursday, December 2nd, 2021, and this is Mastermind Podcast number 355. We had a couple people that said they were going to come on the call today and share some really interesting and different success stories. If you're on, David Pinnell and John Taylor, please hit *6 and hit 1. Anybody else that would like to actively participate, you may do the same. And we do not have anyone in the queue yet, so I'm assuming people are still signing on. Tim, anything you want to share before we get started?
Yeah, I will welcome, we probably have a bunch of maybe first-time folks that will be on the call because we, as surely everyone on here knows, we kind of peppered you a little bit over Green Friday and Cyber Monday with some really interesting opportunities, and we had a lot of people take advantage of it. We grew our family by a good bit. We do that once a year. This is our normal time to do it, and we were very gratified that we had a lot of people that joined us, so we got a lot of new folks, and we appreciate you being here, and we're looking forward to working with you to you roll into 2022 with great things going on, and we're excited about that as well. So that's the main thing that I have is that, you know, we're welcoming a bunch of new people into the family today. So all of you who are sort of new to us, this is a great opportunity for you to spend some time with us and learn more about what we do, and we're here to help you.
That would be our loving but somewhat dysfunctional family. Would that be accurate?
Well, I was not going to be that personal about it. You were the one who said that they could participate openly, and I was wondering how they would participate in stealth mode, but that's okay.
all right. I feel like this has almost become a cliche that we mention every holiday going into holiday season, but all of us on this call have some coaching background, the owners of the company, certainly all of our coaches, and one thing that we always feel compelled to mention going into the holidays, one of my original mentors told me way before many of you were born that try to figure out what everybody else is doing and do the opposite. So we're just starting to move into, and we actually are well into the time when most of your competition is going to be taking time off. And we're not saying don't enjoy time with your families. Absolutely do, you know, enjoy the fruits of your labor. But what a great time to really dedicate yourself to a new niche and really devote yourself to getting on the phone and talking to people. People are typically home more. They're hopefully more relaxed, unless you're doing all the cooking like my wife, but that only lasts for a day or two. And they're probably more prone to answer the phone too and get in a meaningful conversation with you. So, you know, over from now to the first of the year, you know, set your goals, look at your numbers. We've got an awesome ROI calculator on our website where you can go plug in your goals and it'll kind of tell you what you need to do, at least in the probate niche, you know, to help achieve them. And just dedicate this holiday season to getting a real jump start on 2022. That would be my challenge to each and every one of you. And Bruce, I know you're on the road and you have a little background noise. Anything you want to share?
I got it cleared up. Hopefully you guys can hear me okay. So to the ROI calculator, that's something that I use a lot when I'm running through coaching and different trainings, and I think Chuck's using that as well. I encourage everyone to find that ROI calculator and plug in your numbers. It really makes a world of difference when you know what your niche, your probate niche is going to produce for your business. It gives you motivation. It gives you some insight. It really helps keep folks driven and doing the right things on a day-to-day basis to make this niche work for yourself and for your business and family. So I'm going to just encourage everyone to use that. If you can't find it, let us know. We'll help you find that.
Yeah, anecdotal add on there. About 3 years ago, we asked our subscribers to go in and fill that out and send it to us. And, you know, we know these are the people that are, you know, are kind of with it, but the average ROI was well over 1,500% ROI. You know, that's really what's so amazing about this niche is you don't need to do a heck of a lot of deals. You do one a month, you're going to have an incredible ROI. And over time, you certainly have the potential to do a lot more than that. Speaking of that, David Pinnell and John Taylor, you both confirmed you'd be here. If you are, hit star six and hit one. They both had some awesome wins they wanted to share. And I'd rather have them do it than paraphrase them. I don't see them yet. In the meantime, Chuck, anything you'd like to add?
I think one of the most important things is, as I do a lot of the orientations and the strategy calls with subscribers, and not waiting to make calls, right, until get some of the extra training and those types of things, listening to these calls and getting the information, but picking up the phone and reaching out to the personal representatives to have those conversations and learn by doing is going to be very, very important, and not waiting, because your competition for sure is not. So that's something very
yep.
important, as I've had conversations over the past couple of weeks. You know, pick up the phone, call people, have a person-to-person conversation, and see where you can help.
Yeah, no, well said. And this is not, I've said many times in all of my years of coaching, the biggest single mistake, if I had to pick one, that most people make is they want to know everything before they do anything. And I've always been much more of a ready, fire, aim, or even just aim, ready, fire. You know, you're going to learn as you go. And this isn't brain surgery. Nobody's going to die if you say the wrong thing or make a mistake. And there's no substitute for experience. Get on the phone, make your calls, get some experience. And that is 100% the best way to learn. Could not agree more. What else, guys? We still are waiting for our...
Jim, I've got one other thing that I'll add in case anybody's looking for, you know, where to find the ROI calculator and all of that. If you log into your portal as a subscriber, you go under the training dropdown, and it's under tools and resources, and you can pop right in, and there's a big button that says return on investment ROI calculator, and it will take you right into a form, and we've already got it sitting there for you, and you'll be able to answer about six questions and get your numbers right out of the system. So it's a great way to go use that if you want to go do it. And it's built into your subscriber portal along with a whole bunch of other tools that we have in that same area. So I think the important thing to realize, and this is particularly applicable to the new folks that are kind of just getting started with us, is that we have been doing this for a good long time, as you well know, and we pride ourselves to be the probably most comprehensive resource we know in the business. And we take great pains in doing that. And over this period of time, we've done, as Jim said when we started, this is, you know, our 300 and something version of this call. And we've got literally hundreds of hours of canned time that are there that, you know, you can find. We also index all of that so that you can look online. And if you've got a particular topic that you're looking for, you can generally find that we've talked about it six or seven times. And we have a lot of people who've been with us for since 2015. I mean, that's when we started, and we've retained a lot of customers during that period of time. And we work with the same people because they enjoy the success that they've had. And we enjoy, obviously, the fact that we retain them. It's what we're in business for. But I think more importantly, you got to realize that we are not just a lead company. If that's all we did, in our opinion, we would not be worthy of your patronage, and we would not be worthy of your money. And we've taken it upon ourselves to consistently reinvest in getting better at everything that we do, putting more people in place to support your needs, to make sure that everything works properly, to give you the deepest set of resources that we can find, to make sure that our data is the most accurate data that we can get, and that we continue to improve our craft every month. So we kind of take stock of our own work at the end of the year every year, and we know a lot of the progress that we made this year. And I think the most important part about everything is that everything that we've done to grow. Some of it comes from us, but a lot of it comes from you guys. You've said, hey, what if you did this? What if you could do this? And if it made sense and it looked like it would be something that would be good for everybody, we just do it. And we've kind of adopted that model all the way around, and we think that's important. So I think that's the main thing I'd like to say is be aware that you're not just buying leads, you're buying a system, you're buying all of us, and you're buying a whole bunch of people who are dedicated to your success. There are a lot of companies in the world that sell leads. There's no one that does what we do, and we're really proud of that. The other thing I'd say is if you're new to the call and you just got started or you've got any kind of questions at all, do *6 and 1 and let's hear from you, because it doesn't do us any good. We can talk to ourselves all day long, and we want to hear from you. And there you go. I think you got somebody in the queue now. Jimmy, go get them, buddy.
We do. See, we talk long enough, we get people in the queue, and now Ted will jump in and we'll go over time. We do have to wrap it up right on time today, so I know we all are heading in different directions at 2. So first up in the call, and please let there be more, hit *6 and hit 1. But first up is phone number ending in 7813. You're up first.
Hi. Good morning. I'm on the in LA, so I'm a little time difference than you guys. I've had a challenge, and maybe I'm the only one, or maybe it's an LA thing. Thank God I'm not dialing for dollars, or I'd be starving. I can't get people on the phone. I've come in on Saturdays. I've played around with different times in the morning, hoping that I catch them, at 8 o'clock, because traffic's so difficult here in the car. People just, they don't pick up the phone. I think if they don't recognize the number, they're not picking up. And then many in the beginning, their phones are just, the voice boxes are full. And that happens a lot too the first 3 weeks. But I'm not so sure even if the phone mail boxes, if they weren't full, they're not going to pick up their phone. What's the solution?
So,
go ahead.
What I want to know is when you kind of – I'm not accusing you of making a blanket statement, but I want to dig in and find out if that's kind of a blanket statement, if that means that 95% aren't answering or 90% or 100%. Are you getting absolutely no answers, or is it just like 90%?
More like 95%. Okay. I made 40 calls yesterday and didn't speak to anyone. I guess the last 3 days, I've not spoken to anyone. Before Thanksgiving, I spoke to four people.
Yep. Okay.
But I know that I wouldn't pick up the phone. I only pick up my phone because I'm in the business and I can't afford, not to pick it up. But I wouldn't pick up the phone if I didn't recognize the number.
Well, so I'm going to point to myself as a classic example of the people that you're calling. I don't frequently answer unknown numbers either. Sometimes I do. I answered one this morning. I probably answered one 3 or 4 days ago, and then maybe a week before that. So occasionally I do, and it depends on what I'm doing. And I think that a lot of our prospects are like that as well. If you or really anyone else is expecting more than 10% of your leads to answer in any particular round of calls, you're generally going to be fooling yourself. So it's certainly a solid 90% for most people of leads don't answer the phone. And that's why we encourage everyone to have a series of voicemails that they can leave. And by series, we kind of start generically, just by without giving a lot of details as to what you're calling about, and then we move into more specific voicemails that we leave as we go further into the process. So it's no secret that a lot of people aren't answering the phone. It's not just an LA thing. Based on what you're saying, LA might be a little bit worse than some other cities, but it's not. It's not incredibly worth, and we have people that are still converting 1.5%, 2.5%, 3.5% of their leads, even though they're in a market that might only get a 7 or 8% answer rate on any round of calls. So I'm going to encourage you to just keep calling. Have if you're using a dialer, you can pre-record a voicemail and make it to where you could just drop it, and you can get through those 40 calls in an hour and move on with your day, and then do it again the next day. And eventually, over time, you're definitely going to catch these people. It might take 5 or 6 calls to get them to answer the phone. But if you're leaving a voicemail each time, and if you're doing letters, you'll eventually connect with a much larger portion than you're experiencing right now. But it takes some fortitude.
Right, and I want to answer another thing.
Okay, I know there's a question.
Let me just say one other thing real quick, and I don't want to talk over you, but I'll get this out as well. One of the things that you should take a whack at doing is call somebody, 2 or 3 people that you know, and make sure that the caller ID on your phone isn't causing you a problem. And what I mean by that is in this day and age where people are moving their phone numbers around all the time and there's a lot of data spoofing that goes on and all of that, you need to make sure that you are outputting, first off, what you want to output so that whatever you wanted it to say, it says. If it's, are you using it for your business? Does it show your name? Is it showing a phone number? Do you know what your caller ID outputs?
No, I don't. I think it shows my name. Now I'll go check.
You need to check that and just make sure that what you're broadcasting out, because remember that we're in a mobile world now. So if somebody's doing it, they're going to look at it on their cell phone. And if the name pops up and it's a name that they don't recognize at all, you know, that's one thing. If it's a number they don't recognize, again, it's another thing. But you may want to take a look at making some changes. And we know, in fact, that we have found, because we constantly test our own, we eat our own dog food pretty well here. So we test our theories out pretty well. And we know that when we made some changes in what was going out on our caller ID, our call connect rates went up. And so it did make some differences in our market. So certainly from a technical standpoint, take a look at that and be sure that what's going out is what you want to go out. A lot of times you'll find that it isn't doing that, or it's actually going out as not you, somebody else who previously had the number and the provider didn't clear it up enough. And you just need to take a look at that. Call 2 or 3 people and say, hey, tell me what showed up on your caller ID when I called you.
Okay.
Do it with someone that doesn't have you stored.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, obviously. And I know I've asked the same question before, but I asked it early on. And now that I'm a whopping pro at 4 weeks and actively doing this, that's why I asked the same question again. So I do know I'm repeating myself, but okay, thank you. That's good information, and I think I'm going to start leaving some voicemail messages consistently.
And did you have another question as well?
No, I'm good.
No? Okay.
I was just going to add one thing that we found out. If you're making a significant number of calls, even if it's a legitimate part of your business, and you're contacting people, and maybe you're not even cold calling, the threshold today for getting identified as spam is pretty low. You know, I think it was a few months ago, one of our salespeople had their phone number had got labeled as spam. And I mean, they were just returning lead calls. You know, they were not even doing outgoing prospecting. So it's, I would say that's good advice for everybody in the call. Call yourself, you know, or call somebody, you know, and just check your number periodically. Make sure it looks good when it's going out, and try to make it look like something that you might be somewhat inclined to, you know, to answer if you got that call. So,
even if it's just digits, you know, just want to make sure that what it's not putting out is, you know, XYZ real estate company, if that's not what you want. You know, and a lot of us, if it's your business number, over time, it may have been categorized as that. And I urge you to check it out. And then, if you find out that it's not doing what it needs to do, you know, then make sure that you call your provider and say, hey, we got to get this fixed. How do I do that? Because every provider is different. It's a data field at the phone company. They can help you fix.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Thank you. Point, I think this is Selena, by the way?
I am so surprised you didn't already recognize the accent. Yes.
I thought it was. I wasn't 100% sure. So one of the things that we've noticed recently is a lot of my ISA's numbers were getting flagged as spam, and not because people were reporting it as spam, but because the cell phone providers were just flagging it. And when we dug in and did some research, I saw that if you are making more than 50 calls per day, your cell phone provider, and if that's consistent, if that happens day after day, your cell phone provider assumes that you're not necessarily spamming, that you are in a sales role, and they don't really like that. So if you're consistently making 50-plus calls a day, I'm going to encourage you to get a separate number. You could easily pick up a line 2 number for about 15 or 20 bucks a month and do your prospecting calls through that. Just realize that once you start passing that 50 call per day threshold, the providers are going to start reporting you as spam. So be cautious on that if you're a prospector.
That's good.
And big time good data we're giving you and everybody else on the call right now, because that becomes a killer when you're doing it, because all of the spam programs that are out there will then immediately flag it as a spam risk. That's what it'll say. Nobody's ever going to take your call. And that's a big issue, that right there. So, you know, those two issues together are extremely important. And I don't know if Bruce, I'll just over-explain a little bit. Bruce mentioned Line 2. Line 2 is another application that you get that you can put on your cell phone. Basically, it simply gives you a second line on your phone. It's another app. You just launch the app. You can dial it just like you do your regular phone, whether you're using an Android or an Apple phone. Line 2 works on either one of them, and you get a second number. It's got its own voicemail, puts out its own caller ID, and you can even text back and forth on it as well. So it gives you a whole new set of numbers, and it's not the only one out there. There are probably at least a half a dozen companies that do the same thing that could give you multiple phone numbers if you wanted to have that. If you're in a market where, you know, you're going to literally be making a lot of calls, take a look at doing that and see if you can hone it down a little bit.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Good info.
All right.
Good All
deal.
Right.
Thank you.
Awesome. We have another person in the queue. There's room for more. Hit *6 and hit 1. Next up is phone number ending in 0155. You're up next.
Oh, hi. That would be me. I'm Sheila. Hi. I just wanted to, yesterday I made 229 phone calls and I only contacted 21 people. So it's really not unusual to get a low contact rate. Some of them I've already spoken to, so they recognized it. A lot of times what I'll do is I'll switch over between the main line and my Google Voice number as well, just to mix it up a bit. But one thing I wanted to reach out and talk about is lately, I mean, I have been getting, you know, I've been doing the whole, you know, approach to the probate, and when I first get them on the phone and, you know, we provide some services that your lawyer may not know about. Is it okay if I move forward and just briefly describe them? And I've been getting hung up on at that point. And I just don't know why, because I'm like not rude, so like I just don't know. You know, should I call them right back and say, "Hey, I think we got disconnected," but I know we didn't.
I always laugh whenever people use that approach. It makes me squeamish. But you know,
I know, but people
that are out there. Yeah, yeah. Would tell you probably to do it. So I would, I would experiment with probably using a different pattern disruptor with some people. Hey, don't worry, this is not an investor sales call. Do you have a quick second? Okay, try to move your pattern disruptor up to the beginning, and your question which Sheila, you've been through Foundation, so I'm sure you're referring to kind of that requesting permission or the conversation gate. Try moving
exactly.
your question earlier in the conversation. So instead of leading with, we have some probate services, try leading with, hey, this isn't, I'm not an investor doing a sales call. Just give that a shot, and then let your conversation gate be, do you have a really fast second for me to tell you what I'm calling for? And see if that works.
Okay.
Maybe moving that portion of the of what you do 10 seconds earlier in the call might get you further.
The other thing that, you know, we haven't said to either of these two folks is that it's also oftentimes a great way to do the lead-in, which is, hey, I dropped you a letter a couple of days ago, and I want to make sure that you got it. Did you get a letter from and start right in with that? And now you've already, without any help from them, you've warmed the call up because you let them know you already sent them something, and they, whether they've seen it or not, whether it's still sitting on their pile of unopened mail or they threw it in the trash, you're letting them know that was you that did that, and you've established a link into another point of contact. And that right there helps you also build credibility. So make sure that if you're doing this properly, that's why we recommend you try to get the letters out as quickly as you can, and then make that phone call a follow-up to the letters that you've sent out. And every time you mail, make sure you make follow-up phone call. And, you know, that's kind of the way we've taught this all the way through. And one of the things we're going to be doing in the coming year is giving you some variables in regard to the mailings that you're doing to ensure even higher open rates by doing lumpy mail. And we've got some cool postcard ideas we're going to be throwing out there that will help you save some money and help you get these scrubbed down so that you control your marketing costs. But we know that it's important to do that. That warm intro is very helpful.
Right. Absolutely. And I'm also sending out some holiday greeting cards to people I have spoken with, so hopefully that'll soften
great.
Them up a little bit.
Yeah, that's great. And it's just like anything else. You know, everybody that's in this industry, and I will, you know, go back to Gary Keller when he kind of first got started. His whole deal was that he believed in a program called 33 Touch, and he was, you know, that 33 touches are, you know, what you need to make things work, whether it's 33-12 or whatever, it's darn sure not one. And you've got to realize that it's familiarity that separates you from your competition. A lot of people are going to make one phone call, and if they don't get through and they're not successful, or they're going to mail one letter, and if they don't get any calls back, you know, they're giving up, they're moving on to the next. They're only interested in low-hanging fruit. Well, that's great for our people because we teach our people to be consistent, to be diligent, to look at this for the long game. And we can't tell you the number of times that we're on these calls and somebody says, you know, I was losing heart. And, you know, I'd been doing this for, you know, 4 months and I hadn't gotten anybody back and hadn't gotten anything done. And then all of a sudden in the last 2 weeks, two people called me from the first mailing that I did 6 months ago. And people will keep that around, and it's oftentimes you have to consider what's going on in the lives of those people. A lot of times that the probate's been opened, they're not interested in doing anything quickly. They're either having a problem with the loss itself, or there's another family member in the property, or they haven't made a choice about what they're doing with it, or, you know, lots of reasons. And then all of a sudden something happens. An illness comes, a person needs to get moved to assisted living. They need money for something that they weren't anticipating. And all of a sudden, now they got to go sell that house. And if you're the person that's been there, right time, right place, and, you know, you talked to them the day before, and it was 4 months after you started with this, you're a winner. And that's
right.
Really important. We talk about how well probate leads season. That's exactly why. Because it's the right place at the right time that makes this work. And I can't encourage you, you know, too much to make sure that you continue to follow up, you continue to diligently mail and continue to prospect. It will pay dividends. It always does.
Right.
Yep. Absolutely. If I could echo that, Tim, in my previous coaching life, we used to always teach people that it's not always the person that calls the most often that gets the business. It's very often like you said, when the urgency comes up, it'll either be the last one that called or the next one that called. And the more often you, and not even called, you know, it could be a letter in the mail, but the last contact or the next contact, when they finally make up their mind, hey, I'm ready to go, they don't often think like, who's called me the most? You know, she's called me 12 times, he's called me 10. It's, you know, you call them and say, boy, your timing is great. I was just thinking it's time to sell the house. So timing is everything. And obviously the more you contact them, the more likely you're going to be the one with the good timing. So good advice. Good stuff, guys. Anything else we can help you with today?
Winning lottery numbers, but no. You all have a great day.
Hey, and I'm just going to give you that. Now you said you don't want it. All right, never mind.
All right. Well, guys, we have no one else in the queue. We're going to wrap it up early. If I'm going to do last call. If John Taylor or Dave Pinnell are on the line, please jump in. You guys said you had big wins to share with us this week. I know what they are, but I'm just going to hang up and get after you to come on next week's call and share with us. And I just want to, again, challenge all of you. Finish this year strong. And we got some really new, good programs coming out over the next weeks and months. So if you can't make these calls live, make sure you listen to us on your favorite podcast forum every week. And this is going to be last call for alcohol. No, last call for the queue. Hit star 6 and hit 1. I'm assuming John and David, you are not there. So I guess we'll partners, anything else you guys want to add?
Say good night, Jim.
Say good night, Jim. Good night, Jim. I want to thank each and every one of you for being here today. I want to challenge you to take one thought, one idea, one thing that inspired you on this call, go out and put it into practice, and please come back next Thursday and share your results with the group. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you the same time next Thursday. Take care.